Hello, and welcome to Smokey's 5-Minute Reviews. I am Smokey, one half of A History of Misunderstanding. Welcome to episode 6, I think this is. It feels like a little bit of a gap in between episodes, but I'm getting back into them, and these are going to become more and more frequent as well, so please keep tuning in. You can obviously find us at the usual places, but I'll go through them anyway. You can email us at ahistoryofmisunderstanding@gmail.com. Please do, because you might as well. That's what it's there for. You can find us on Twitter, HBM Podcast, facebook.com/ahistoryofmisunderstanding. Our lovely, lovely new fun and spangled website, which is hmpodcast.com. And please check us out on Secular FM. Now, straight into it. I've done a few serious ones over the past, and then, of course, I did the last episode of Marigold Hotel, just wanting to mess with your heads a little bit. Well, this time, I just wanted to have a bit of fun. You wanted to have a bit of fun. Let's all have fun together, but not in a rude way. So, what am I going for? I'm going for Bubba Hotep starring the legend that is Bruce Campbell. A lovely little slice of fantasy, comedy horror, I suppose you could put it. I suppose if you go into your local high street retail shop that sells DVDs and such like, you'll find it in the horror section. I wouldn't necessarily call it a horror. In fact, there's no horrific bits or any real gore in this at all. It's a comedy, it's a fantasy, and here's why. Basic premise of the film: you have a Texas old people's home, retirement village, if you will, that just happens to have its two most famous residents are Elvis and JFK. Yes, that's right, you heard me right. Elvis and JFK are still alive. What you didn't know was that Elvis has a dodgy hip and JFK was a black man. Yes, I know, it's a surprise to us all, isn't it? So, of course, if you've watched anything else, like, say, an episode of Red Dwarf or various other things, you've seen a billion imitations of Elvis Presley. This is not an imitation of Elvis Presley in the strictest sense of the term. This is Bruce Campbell being a fucking legend and nailing it. He doesn't really pour on it, oh, thank you very much, and all that terrible nonsense that is associated with many Elvis impersonators. You really need to check it out, kiddies. Check out the trailer if you want and just see how good he nails this. Ossie Davis playing JFK is exemplary. He really puts on a good performance. I just found out recently that he sadly died not too long ago, and I'm very sorry I didn't find out that sooner, because he deserved a lot of credit. He's been in a lot of things. You'll recognize him when you see him. But his role as JFK was absolutely fantastic. And you do get to find out, no spoilers, you do get to find out what exactly happened between him and Marilyn Monroe, which is definitely worth sticking around to the end for. Basically, you have the premise of these two people in an old people's home, and unfortunately, the other residents just start dying rather suddenly. And again, no spoilers, but it turns out that there's a mummy who is coming, taking out the souls of the dead people, and that is how he lives. What you also find out is that he takes the souls from their orifice that is below the waist, that both genders have. Yes, and you don't really need me to say anything else, do you? No, so this is so much fun. Oh my god, kiddies, you will really love this movie. It is so much fun. I mean, if that premise isn't enough for it itself, then just imagine what two age-old celebrities can do when there's a mummy going around their old people's home. That's the whole point of this movie. It's a switch your brain off thing. It's have a laugh, have a bit of fun, and it's not very long at all. Doesn't outstay its welcome. Yeah, it's only about 80 minutes long, but it's so much fun that it's just worth your time, basically. This isn't highbrow, this isn't Hitchcock, and this isn't something that you have to have seen, like The Goonies. This is just something that is just great fun, and it would be a perfect sitting around having a few beers and throwing peanuts in the air and yelling at the screen kind of thing. And that's great. And if you're a fan of Evil Dead or Bruce Campbell, then you're going to enjoy this film. It's a 2002 movie directed by Don Coscarelli. He previously made the Phantasm series, so if you're into sort of culty-esque horror, then you kind of know what you're going to get. He's recently just done John Dies at the End, which is well worth a look as well. So anyway, kiddies, you really need to check out Bubba Hotep just for the same and pimple did you hear that? You really need to check out Bubba Hotep, kiddies, just for the plain and simple reason of just having a bit of fun. It really is nothing more than that. I'm not going to say it's one of the greatest movies ever made, because it's not, but I really enjoyed it. I've always enjoyed it. When I first read the premise and saw that the living legend that is Bruce Campbell was in it, I was hooked, and I bought it. I've bought it 3 times now and given away 2 copies, and I've got one. So please, please, do us a favour, check it out, and thank you again for listening to my inane ramblings. I probably did go on a little bit. So yes, so please get in contact with us. All the places I mentioned before, Twitter, Facebook, our lovely website, Please leave us a review on iTunes. That would be awesome. We do welcome that. Your interaction as well, kiddies. Get involved. There's also another way to find us. So you can find us on For the Love of Pod, Episode 3. A great, fantastic showcase for us done by the Talking Head Podcaster guys. Thank you very much to them and to Jake especially. We really do appreciate that. Yep, so I'm going to get out of here now, kiddies. This is not a six-minute review. So thank you very, very much for listening. And you guys take care of each other. Cheers. Bye-bye.